Okay. Item 1229, please.
Request of Kirsten Everett to address council regarding homeless issues.
Is Everett here? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I just want to say, Amanda, I'm sorry for your loss. I still think of you, and I'm sure others do as well. So, it's a cold morning, and so I just it brings to me why I'm here. I have been homeless for a little over a year now. I'm a dreamer at Right to Survive, and or at Right to Dream 2, and a member of Right to Survive. Last year was my first winter out on the streets, and one of the things that I did was, with my partner, take blankets that are designated for the rest area and put them on people who were either on the sidewalk sleeping or just didn't have a place to go. Our resources had been tapped. The warming shelters either were full or they hadn't predicted the weather properly, because weathermen can be wrong and give us bad information. But put blankets on them and never made it more than 5 blocks without exhausting all of our resources. I do know also that on the flip side, Clean and Safe confiscates every day like 50 pieces of bedding material from the homeless and other people who abandon them, and these are designated for a landfill. My hope is that somehow I can get your support in getting the cooperation of Clean and Safe to somehow get some of the materials that are more appropriate for the warm weather into our into a place in the rest area where they can be laundered just one time and saved for days that are like 39 degrees and below, possibly, or I think there's still time this year to get enough for people. It would save them on landfill costs. I mean, they'll eventually end up being in a landfill, but at least they can be used for a night or during some kind of cold spell. And that's why I'm here, is just to hopefully get your support in getting these blankets to people that will freeze, you know, as they did last year and years before. And I'll personally make sure they get to the right people. I thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for what you're doing.
Kristen, thank you very much for coming in and for highlighting this need. Josh Alpert on the mayor's staff and I met with members of the board yesterday, as I know you're aware. So thanks for coming to tell the rest of the council. I think we've made some progress in terms of park rangers and police with our nighttime activities, but it's also the Clean and Safe. And so Josh was going to address that, this additional suggestion that where there are things that could be laundered and reused to bring them to the rest area. I think that's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Good idea. Thank you very much.